works best when I'm facing someone, but anyway. So, let's see. You know, talking about pets, when we were kids, my family had this beagle named Lucy. She was really overweight. God, yeah, that dog was disgusting. Oh, man. Besides being just morbidly obese, she smelled terrible. I mean, you know, I was a kid and I didn't really notice it. She was just like a soft, fat dog. But, you know, dogs get older and they just start getting gross. It got to the point where people would, they would just react physically to her odor. Like, they would walk into the same room as her and it would be an, oh God, reaction. poor Lucy. Anyway, that dog, you know, my dad was kind of mean to Lucy, is one way to put it. He used to take meat and he would tie it up, you know, like a dog treat, and he would suspend it, hang it from a stick, and he'd tie that to Lucy's collar, just like, you know, in the cartoons where they try to make the animals run. It was an attempt to get her to exercise, but it didn't really work. Because she would give up. She would take like 2 steps and she would just be done. She was a fat dog. It is the truth. Right. Actually, we used to call her Lefty Lucy. Because whenever she came into the house, she would straight off take a left into the kitchen. And she'd go up to the trash can. And of course, this was before she wasn't too fat back then, but she used to jump up and she'd catch her hind feet on the rim and she would just have her whole body inside the trash. So it's a little pair of beagle feet and she would just chow down. Disgusting. Like, we'd come home and she would just be there with her feet sticking out of the trash can and her whole body inside. God. And then she did get too fat to do that. Actually, Lucy did have something wrong with her knees, which was, it made walking hurt, which was why it was so hard for her to exercise. Actually, her knees may have started hurting because she was too fat and old. You know, honestly, I think my parents kind of secretly hoped she would die. It's one of those things you never want to tell a kid, but they've got their eyes full of hope, and you're sitting there, and you're like, this dog is horrible, because she was a little bit of a bane upon our family. But my brother and I absolutely loved Lucy, because she was our dog. But, you know, when Lucy did die, they were probably quite a bit relieved. Oh, God. Yeah, my brother and I came home from school, and Lucy was nowhere to be found. Just gone. Poof. My mom and dad sat us down and was like, I'm afraid Lucy is dead. That was it. Poor, smelly old Lucy, who'd once been a dog in her prime, was no more. Just a tin can full of ashes.